Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Greg Deering. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Lance Irving, who oversees the Sam County Foundation's Leopold Conservation Award. Lance joins us to talk about the award and the application process, which is now open in Kansas. Lance, welcome to the show.
It's great to be with you today.
For our listeners who may not be familiar with the award, what is the Leopold Conservation Award and what does it recognize in farmers and ranchers?
Sure. The Leopold Conservation Award is a state-specific recognition of farmers, ranchers, or forest landowners that are voluntarily going above and beyond for conservation. These are folks that are showcasing that the land ethic is alive and well in Kansas and that working lands produce far more than just food and fiber. So this could be anything from a large-scale ranch to a small-scale farm, and it's showing that those land owners and land managers that are making great decisions for the environment and for the land are worthy of being recognized. And this is a program that helps to recognize those folks.
Recognition is always important, but why specifically does this award matter, not just for the recipients, but for agriculture and conservation in general?
This award really does matter because what it does is it creates a couple of different outcomes. One is that it shows other farmers and ranchers within the state, within the region, and all across the country, examples of how somebody else is being successful using conservation as a tool in their toolbox. So in some ways, we're educating and empowering farmers and ranchers with conservation tools that they can bring onto their own land. In the same sense, there's not a whole lot of good news out there in agriculture today, and this is a good news story. This helps share that love of the land with the general public who may not have experience being on the land on actual working farms and ranches, and they don't get to hear some of the great stuff that's going on working lands that the farmers and ranchers of Kansas are providing environmental benefits and creating wildlife habitat and clean water and all of those good sort of things. So this is an opportunity to spotlight those and help share that message.
And I did mention that the application is open in Kansas right now. That has a June 1st deadline. That seems like a long time from now, but walk us through that application process, because I know there's some steps involved that will take a little bit of time to get everything gathered, to get that application in and ready to be judged. So what does that process look like, and what are those steps that people need to be thinking about if they're interested in applying?
Yeah, it is a long time that the nomination window is open, and that's intentional. And it's intentional because, one, farmers and ranchers are busy people. And two, the application process, it's an essay format where we want folks to talk about five main criteria. And those criteria are, what is your conservation ethic? What is your resilience, both your environmental resilience and your economic resilience? How are you being a leader and communicating within the community? What is your innovation and adaptability and your overall ecological community? So we want that farmer or rancher to be able to describe what they're doing on the land and why they're doing it. And now I say that we want them to describe it, but folks are also able to nominate their neighbor or a family member or somebody else that they know is deserving. And what we wanted to have happen is we want to have great land stewards brought forth both through self-nominations and nominations by other entities, so that a group of Kansas-specific judges can look at those and ultimately determine who's going to be the recipient this year. And of note, one of the reasons that we take this so seriously is that in addition to the recognition, the recipient also gets a check for $10,000. So this is not a small award. This is considered by many to be one of the most prestigious conservation awards that someone can win.
I appreciate that you mentioned that others can nominate, because it seems like several times in speaking to past winners, they were not the ones who nominated themselves. They're very farmers, ranchers, that Midwest ethic of I'm not doing anything, my neighbors aren't doing, they don't see how special the work that they are doing actually is. That being said, are there any common mistakes or missed opportunities that you see with applications?
Yeah, you know, probably the biggest thing is farmers and ranchers tend to be pretty humble people. And this is the opportunity to really not be super humble and talk about all of the good things that are going on your farm or your ranch. The other thing is many times Leopold Conservation Award recipients are true innovators. They're really on the cutting edge of new technology and new methods and new practices. And while those are super important to mention and deserve a lot of space in a nomination, it's also important not to forget what you were doing 5, 6 years ago, because most of the time, conservation is a progression. And tell that story of, you know, I'll use an example. If somebody somebody's gone to a no-till system, you know, maybe they went to reduced tillage, then maybe they went to strip till, then maybe they added cover crops in, and then they went to no-till and cover crop system. If you just leave out that whole progression, it's hard for the judges to see how that conservation ethic has grown and evolved over time. So we want them to brag on themselves or on whoever they're nominating, and we want to hear the whole story, including the why behind what you're doing.
And how important is profitability in all of this? Is that something that judges look at here at Kansas Farm Bureau? We talk about quite a bit. It's tough to implement a practice if it's not going to be profitable, right?
100%. It is incredibly important. In fact, one of the whole sections, the resilience section, is not just environmental resilience, it's economic resilience. Conservation has to be a tool in the toolbox for economic viability as well as creation of food and fiber. So, with that being said, we want to have the tools that somebody is utilizing be able to be shared with other farmers and ranchers to not only bring environmental benefits, but also bring economic benefits. Because at the end of the day, if a farmer or rancher is not economically successful, they can't stay on the land. We want these folks to be able to stay on the land, to be able to pass it down to that next generation, and to have that land ethic and that willingness to implement conservation measures passed to the next generation as well. And that all starts with you need to be able to make a living on the land.
And what work does the Sand County Foundation, the Leopold Conservation Award, do to help spread this message to consumers who maybe aren't quite as familiar with the work being done in this area?
Sure, we spread these stories of Leopold Conservation Award recipients far and wide. It goes far beyond the trade publications and the general, you know, agricultural news networks. This goes into the USA Today, the Chicago Tribune, the Houston Chronicle, media outlets like that, which don't ordinarily even focus on anything agricultural other than, you know, whether it's a trade war or some big incident happened. This is the opportunity for that general public to get an understanding of not only what's going on the farm or the ranch, but to get a little glimpse of the great people that are operating those farms and ranches. Farmers and ranchers are just, they are key to rural communities everywhere. And they're not only leaders in growing food, growing fiber, creating environmental benefits, they're oftentimes leaders within the community. And we don't highlight just how good of folks they are often enough.
And is there an ideal candidate who should consider applying, or maybe if you're thinking of a neighbor that you would want to look at? And I will note that we will include the link to the Kansas application in our show notes here. It would also be available at sandcountyfoundation.org as well. But who is that ideal candidate that you're looking for?
You know, it's one of the neat things about the Leopold Conservation Award is there's no minimum or maximum acreage requirements. There's no requirements to raise livestock or not raise livestock or to do any specific practice. What we want to highlight is people taking advantage of their unique opportunities. And the reason I say that is the ideal candidates for the Leopold Conservation Award are really showcasing a true love of the land. They are taking care of their farm or their ranch in a special way. They're doing something a little bit different from their neighbors, but they're also encouraging their neighbors to perhaps implement some conservation practice. These are folks that have what Aldo Leopold referred to as a land ethic. They're doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do, and they understand that they are part of the biotic community and not sitting separately from it. they are ingrained not only in their community, but in the environment. And that environment and that local community is better because that person is there.
Well put. Anything that I didn't ask that we should cover?
Just that if you go to sandscountyfoundation.org and you can click on the Kansas page or any of the other 28 states where the award is active, we have the stories of the past recipients. If you need a little pick-me-up or you need some ideas for your own farm or ranch, we've got over 250 great land stewards all around the country profiled on there. And most of them have a video that explains why they were recognized and what they're doing. So don't only check out your local conservation superheroes that are in Kansas that have been recognized, but go to some of the neighboring states and see that the land ethic is alive and well. With that said, when you see one of these people, when you see somebody doing right by the land, say thank you. It's not always the easiest thing to do, but it's something that needs to happen. And so we just want to make sure that those folks are getting recognized. And on the same note, we want to recognize the organizations that are making this possible. So we've got the whole list of those wonderful organizations that are helping to make the Leopold Conservation Award possible. When you see those organizations out and about, just say thank you. Say thank you for supporting conservation. And we're looking forward to another great year.
Lance Irving with the Leopold Conservation Award. Lance, thanks for joining me today and taking the time to visit with me.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, please give it a like and share it with others. I'm Greg Deering, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.